come on then with this.
All set.
All right, call the order. We're going to go Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, please.
7:09
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. DeGeniro?
Here.
Ms. Dugato? Ms. Vidomsky?
Here.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino? He called, he said he was sick, so he's not coming. Mrs. Great. Kurtica? Mrs. Kurtica?
Here.
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Jim DiMartino? Mr. Heider?
Also running late here from work.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Jim's running late. He said he'll jump on as soon as he gets home from work.
Okay. Mr. Heider?
Here.
Mr. Sampson?
Present, sir.
Okay, the record should reflect that there are 6 members present, so you have a quorum.
All right, thank you. Additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda?
I don't believe there are any, unless any of the members have any.
All right, hearing none, we'll go with number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public want to speak anything on the agenda? Anybody from the public like to speak? 3rd and last call, anybody from the public? All right, hearing none, we're gonna move to department heads. Finance director, update, audit, outstanding audit finding. Any questions?
Go ahead, Aga.
Hi, so we're supposed to have an auditor speaking about the audit findings and current, the past audit. Is Jana Cavallo there?
I'm here.
So definitely we have to just acknowledge that we have an audit completed for 2020 and we're going to attempt to get an audit for 2021. We're preparing information for our next audit, but I think we have a questions what's going on with the current past audit and how we end up the year end for 2020.
Oh, you want me to jump in?
Yeah.
Okay. 2020 was a lot of things went right for 2020. There was a $6 million surplus. A lot of it had to do with refinancing and insurance savings and COVID, as you know, played in a big role in controlling costs. So as far as fund balance, the fund balance went from a negative 1.7 to a positive 4.3 million, which was a pretty good turnaround for 1 year for any municipality. So with that said, the audit report was a clean audit report, but there are still findings out there. In 19, there was, I believe 18 findings, and 20, there was 15. So management's chipping away at the findings. Some of the ones that are on there are easy to fix. And I believe Agata is doing a lot to take care of the stuff. And what I think that if the city gets brilliant at the basics, doing bank reconciliations and everything's done timely, a lot of this stuff kind of falls in place. As far as getting information this year, we're already 2 to 3 months ahead of schedule where we were last year. So we're moving right along. We are meeting with Agata in the up and coming days to go over the information, to go all in with the audit to meet the 12/31 deadline. I can't promise that it's going to be there at 12/31 until we know we have all the information available. But like I said, we're right now where we stand, we're already ahead of schedule.
All right. Thank you, John. Any questions, John?
So the fund balance you talked about going to, how much of that is COVID funds? What the percentage of that 4 million you were talking about? Do we know how much of that is from the COVID?
Yeah. Well, if it was spent, it would be zero, you know, because COVID funds, the income's recorded to the extent of the expenditures. So it would be zero. And until it's spent, it's actually a liability on the books.
So I believe that on one of the pages, you have a fund balance breakdown. What's the in a footnote, you can see which are fund balance on reserve and not having any strings attached. Which page is that? I can still remember which one, showing the fund balances.
It's three. The unassigned fund balance is 3.7 million of the 4.3 million. And then you have 583,000 that's committed funds.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Any other questions?
So the previous year's audits that were, hundreds of days late, is it a lack of information that was given to you that caused it to be so late?
That's actually one of our findings.
Right.
That's been in there, 20-3.
Yeah.
We'd like to be in there, as soon as possible. So I can't tell you, that everything went perfect, because it wasn't perfect. But I also know that there's a lot, there's a lot of things that can be done to improve along the way.
Yeah, definitely. No, this board has been really pushing this year every month to try to, get the information, to you, and to see where we are so we can get out of these repeat findings that have been happening year after year after year after year. Kudos to this board for pushing, and I appreciate you coming on. And I would love, Agata had recommended to have you come on and give updates. And I'm hoping that maybe, we can have you on, quarterly or whenever, to give an update, see how things are going. What do you need?
What we actually do, we have all of our information on a controlled site. It's all tracked as when the information gets uploaded, what gets uploaded, who's assigned, and due dates. It's very detailed, task orientated. But I recommend, that there's an audit committee would be set up. I highly recommend it. It makes sense to have one.
Yeah, I agree. Agata has
and making sure.
Oh, sorry.
Making sure. Yeah, making sure that everything goes through smooth. You know, John, it could be far- it could be a subcommittee, you know, but you know what, if everybody kind of, you know, has their finger on the pulse, you know, things kind of just start to get done. You know, it's
right.
It's it makes a difference. And I'm all for, and always am, for full transparency from, you know, the smallest department all the way up to the top. I always think there's a problem if somebody is slow getting the information, or if it's not complete, or it's wrong, you know. So that's just, you know, part of my job. But I think that the transparency should go all the way up to the board, to the highest level, and nothing that you hear should be a surprise, you know, as far as you know, the timing. Nothing should be kept from the boards. You know, so the information, I'm always curious to what information that the board is getting as far as reporting. And I'm going to go over that with Agata. And I want to see that the board is getting what they need to make management decisions, instead of, you know, we'll have that next week, or I don't have the report, you know, and that's not the way to run a city, you know, but.
This board has been pushing for that. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I think your finance director feels the same way as well. We have had numerous conversations over the last month as to, you know, what information and how to get it, and questions on accounting and things like that, which are all welcomed, you know, so we have an open line. You know, I do think that moving toward the audit and getting through the audit, you know, and having regular updates are important. It keeps everybody on track. So
John, you're getting the information now. You're 3 months ahead from previous. I think that's awesome that we really, you know, we're getting things done properly here.
Yeah.
Any other questions for audit?
I have a question. John, sure. This is Barbara. Just generally on this audit subcommittee, what actually would you expect from that audit subcommittee? Just making sure that you're getting information and the departments are gathering information, because it's one of the things that we just talked about briefly that Agata brought forward last month. So it just, can you just generally say what would be actual purpose, not the purpose, but what would their charge be?
No, that's a fair question. I have a breakdown of what the audit committee responsibility should be, and I can get that for you, you know, and you can take what works and leave out what doesn't, but some of the stuff you just have to have, you know, so certain things are required to run efficiently, you know, and you have to have people that understand, you know, the relationships between the numbers and why things are the way they are, you know, and if you don't have that, then the people appointed to that committee have to be brought up to speed, if you will. But having one and having the responsibilities, I can get you something, but all best practices on the GFOA website have a ton of policies on there that break down all policies from the littlest thing all the way through. So you don't have to recreate anything, which is a big help. You can go with what works for you, you know, and I think that the mayor, you know, he's always talking to me about, you know, that type of stuff, how to make things better. So that's really where, you know, we want to go, and we want to have a transparent financial to the board on a regular basis, which I think Agata is doing. And I also believe, you know, we are ahead of schedule right now, which is good. So we have to keep our foot on the pedal.
Excellent. Well, thanks, John. Any other questions?
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'll email that to, I guess, to Drew or Agata, and she'll distribute that to you guys on what an audit committee's responsibilities are.
Now that would come to the subcommittee. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be perfect, John.
You get it
Thank
to Andrew.
You got it.
Thank you.
Any other?
Thank you, John.
Questions? You're welcome. You're welcome.
John, thank you very much for all you did for us.
Thank you, Mayor.
All right.
Thank you.
Police
you.
Department. 6.2. Any questions for if Gary's on there, I can't see it. Unfortunately, I'm on my phone. Can't get on the computer here. So I don't know if Jerry's on there. He submitted his report.
We could see you.
Did we get a report? Did he submit one?
Can't see us.
Yeah, I'm on my phone. I prefer to be on.
Yeah, the report came this afternoon. It was today. I don't know what time, Daryl.
It's about the. I'm going to try one more time, see if Mark can get me on there. I like the big computer.
You're not showing up as wait in the waiting room, Mayor.
No. Join new meeting. You'll have to leave this meeting to join the new meeting. All right, I'm going to leave and join, see what it says.
Yeah.
Let's see if that does it. All right. So any questions, police department? All right, fire marshals. OEM, Mark Neuendorf. Had a good meeting with Eversource 2 days ago. Keeping information going back and forth, which is excellent. Fire department, I'm sorry, 6.4, fire department. All right, storms ambulance. Board of Ed. Public Works.
Recording in progress.
Hey Ed, it's Ronnie.
All right, hang yes, on. I gotta leave this one.
On the street sweeping, are we sweeping any streets around the city or just the downtown? I think it would be nice to set up something where we do streets a couple times a year, just floating around the different streets.
We've gotten them all done at least once. We do downtown once a week on Friday generally. Any calls that we get, we send the sweeper out.
Can you get, do you do Anson Street regularly? I think you do, right?
We do that more than most.
All right. How about if you can take a look at Bank Street for me, too?
Yeah, Bank Street, we didn't sweep it. We pick it. We send somebody down there generally once a week to pick litter. It's difficult with those smaller streets with cars on them to sweep them. It's generally to send somebody down there and they hand pick the trash.
Just do what you can. What about the garbage cans when people leave them on the street and fill them? They don't even bring them in. They leave them there and fill them right where they are on the curb. That's happening at two houses on Bank Street.
I could take a look at that tomorrow.
Right after Jennings Street on the right is one of them, okay. I know. And there's one on Jennings Street. I'd appreciate it.
I'll take a look at that tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You're on again, Mayor.
Can you hear me now? All right, I'm gonna get off the computer. On Bank Street, Ron, absolutely. We do that constantly. So
yeah, have you seen it, Mayor?
He does it, and the next day, and that afternoon, it's disaster like the other streets that they do. So just to give you a heads up on all that.
Yeah, what a shame.
I know. It is, you know, but we take care of it.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Public Works? Yeah. I just want to comment on the cleaning of the garbage, because I brought it up 2 months ago. So maybe we need to do something else. So maybe the blight officer needs to go to these houses that are leaving their litter all over for longer than a day when their garbage comes and gets picked up, and leave a note. Just do a notice and say, you know, you got to take your garbage. Got to follow the ordinance, because it's still happening, and it's on Olivia Street, it's on Elizabeth Street, it's all over the place. I mean, it's just not it. So something else needs to be done, and not put it totally on Public Works, and the police department is not going to get involved. There's another avenue before the police department can get involved, and maybe that's just something that needs to happen. You know, give these people a courtesy notice. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, you have to reach the landlord, though. That's the thing.
Well, just leave the notice at the house.
What were you guys? I'm sorry, it was going back and forth on my computer here. So, what are you trying to say? It was going back and forth. I couldn't hear you, Barbara. So,
I was trying to say that another avenue for these areas that are like the chronic areas that people put their garbage out. It shouldn't be out more than the 24 hours, then it's got to go out, get picked up, and it's still there, and it's all over the place, and it's on their property, it's on our sidewalk, it's in the street, so you know the area. Is it just a courtesy letter? You know, this is what the ordinance says, you know, clean up, you know, nice letter, not anything, you know, but just to try to help.
And that's it. Listen, Public Works goes to Caroline. They go to Anson, they go to Bank Street. And, you know, I drive up there, I see when the garbage is out. But then when garbage is all over the place, you can't really pin it on somebody that, you know, I drive down the street like you do and everybody else, people throw stuff out the windows and, you know, it's a terrible thing. But I don't know what more we can do. And if there is a better answer, I would love to hear it from anybody, but it's just tough. I mean, and Public Works does a great job going down there, blowing all the garbage up. And then the afternoon it's back there again. So
I think, Mayor, this is Sarah. I think Barb is specifically talking about like the garbage cans that are left out on the days that it's not their garbage day and can fill up it up after, and then garbage comes out of it. As opposed to if the garbage can was taken on their property in a stored facility or whatnot, in a garage,
Sarah,
on the street. I think it's specific to that as opposed to random litter.
Like this week, we had a holiday. So is garbage going out? Is garbage not going out? People are there for a day or 2 days. It's tough. I mean, it's a tough situation. I think Public Works doing a great job. I think the garbage company is doing a great job. They're trying to, you know, rectify all that. And, but.
Just to note though, there was no delay in garbage this week.
Yeah. But a lot of people hear a holiday, Mark, and they think, oh, we got to push it out a day. You know, that's what I hear too. So, but.
Well, they must think it's a holiday every day around downtown because is there every day.
Hey, Barbara,
It's never been so bad, please,
Barbara, please.
It's going to be like when we were kids and you saw everybody out sweeping their sidewalks,
remember right?
That? Cleaning up, doing this and that. Maybe we could have some kind of a city award or something, or a clean.
Some streets do it. Listen, the streets I've been knocking on, some of them are phenomenal. Some of them aren't.
Oh, I know.
What are you going to do?
I don't know what we can do.
You know, so and to say it's the worst now. So you kind of like, please. All right. Anything else for Public Works? Hearing none, WPCA. Okay. Building Department. facilities. Parking. Revolving loans.
Oh, did we do parking? I couldn't get unmuted in time.
Yep, parking.
I have a question for Carm.
Yep.
Carm, somebody approached me that they saw they actually sent me the picture. I don't know where they got it from, but it looked like the city's website, but I looked on, I didn't see it, that the garage was going to be, had certain hours that it was going to close at?
No. That was about 15 years ago. That was on Mark. Yeah. Mark, I went downstairs to Mark, and Mark cleaned that up, and that's not on our website anymore.
Yeah, did the person contact you, business owner, a downtown business owner,
yes,
in the last week? Okay.
Yes.
All right, because I said, I don't think that's, I know that's not true.
No.
Okay.
Mark took care of the website.
Okay.
And Carm, how did you make out with fixing the potholes there?
Gino came in to look at them, but he hasn't come back with a price yet.
All right. And who was doing the fixing the broken meters and replacing batteries out of the anything?
That was me and Danny.
Okay.
Those were, as a matter of fact, I'll give you a little update on the parking. The last thing, the text to park is going very well. In less than 3 weeks, we had, 271 texts to park for a total of $442. Danny and I collected coin yesterday. It was $1,100. We have given out 231 contract hang tags for the garage, and that's at $50.17 per space per month for a total of $11,589 per month. So the parking division is really making a comeback, and I'm hoping that we get the money up so we can use some of that money to fix the the garage. And what I'd like to know from Ed, I meant to ask Ed before, does the Public Works have a walk behind sweeper that we could use in the garage?
Carmen, we do have a small gas-powered sweeper. I don't know if it'll be able to get into the garage. I could check tomorrow.
Thank you, Ed.
You know, one more thing, Carm. You got a big bush on the side of the garage where it's on Olivia Street. You can't see walking around the corner or driving around the corner.
Correct. I mean, I would assume that's Public Works. I don't know.
Have you put a request in for that? Or maybe, Ed, you're on now. You can take a look at that.
Yeah, well, I did.
I'll look tomorrow.
Thank you.
I thought Public Works we were looking into having Public Works do potholes in the garage. I want to... meetings.
I had asked that, and Ed said it would be better if we got rather than the Public Works do it, Sarah, and they just skim coat it with a concrete patch, which breaks up within a month. It's better to have somebody come out and jackhammer the holes and replace it with concrete.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Carmen. All right. Carmen, you're up. Economic development liaison.
How about the 614 chief of staff?
Oh, sorry about that. Skip that one. Chief of staff. Thanks, Ron.
I had a question. I want to know how we're doing on that, the demolition for Anson Street and Derby Avenue, where we are.
Sure. So we just got updated asbestos and hazardous building material reports yesterday from our city engineers. And then the demo specs are also being prepped by city engineer. Then Carmen and I brought everything as far as we could. So we have that kind of being professionally done now. We hope to publish that to the city website in the next week or two, put it out to bid and to a wide audience, and hope to get both taken down by the same contractor and have it be like a bundle bid. And that'll go out through the city website. Great. So we're hoping that it'd be nice to have those down before winter if we could.
Yeah, I was very happy to see that on your report. The only other thing is the fishing pier. Any data or progress on that?
Yeah, we had the final hearing last week. It went really off without a hitch. They're going to put that out to bid as well. That bid is being handled by NVCOG. So they'll put that bid out, and I think you'll likely see construction between now and maybe be done by the end of, by about this time next year, I hope. The only issue was they can't do construction during the time that certain the sturgeon spawn in that water. So there's like a 3-month period in the summer that you can't do construction.
That's so you can still
on the land, but you can't do the pier and, you know, dig in the pier holes and everything. But all things considered, that's a really good project. We're happy to have that being coming through. Just one other note for the board. The Route 34 construction project, obviously, you know, the bid went out. We got notification from DOT that the bid opening is not going to happen until November 3rd, the day after Election Day. And I think part of that has to do with there was a right-of-way issue alongside Home Depot. That's really nothing that has anything to do with the city. It's obviously between the DOT and a private company and Home Depot. And also they had 4 other bid openings scheduled for the same day that it was postponed to originally. So we've got our own special day, November 3rd, just so everybody knows.
Is there a bike path going on Main Street?
I don't believe so. What they did is they diverted traffic to the Riverwalk, and then there's a matter of having to connect it maybe down Factory and over to the train station. That'll be like something after the fact, but there is no bad bike path. I think that was taken off the plan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank God. You don't want them next to tractor trailers. Anything else for
spelling it out?
Just remind everybody who's not on the meeting to please mute your phones. I'm hearing some background noise from people from the public.
All right. Anything else? Nothing. Economic developer? Carmen? Anything for Carmen?
Scrapyard, Carmen? You're on mute, Carmen.
Okay. The scrapyard is in the hands of our attorney right now. I guess the deal between the Rubino brothers and moving them to behind the BJ's is not an option any longer, according to the Rubinos. So right now, Corp Counsel has it, and I would assume they have to check out to see what kind of liability would be put against the city if we had to go eminent domain in the care that Rubino's has a lease.
Thank you.
All right, anything else, Carm? Treasurer's report.
Mr. Mayor, obviously there's no treasurer's report in our packet here today, but I've seen a couple of emails that have gone back and forth by our new treasurer. Could you just have your office touch base with her and ask her if she wouldn't mind putting a report together? Because you know, I sit on the pension committee currently, and there are a number of accounts that the treasurer has control over, and maybe just a quick little this account has this has been the gain or loss over the past whatever, but maybe y'all can just sit with her because she's the new person and I'm not sure that she knows that we would like to see reports.
All right, absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
All right, corporate counsel. Parks and Rec.
So, Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson again. Is Dennis on?
Dennis is not on. He had a previous commitment tonight, so he let us know earlier today he was going to make it.
Okay. So, two concerns. Number one, September 9th, we entertained a motion for the Historical Society utilized Payden Fields' great room up there. and a request for alcohol. This board has specifically asked for the appropriate paperwork to be completed, and the proposal to come back to us so that we can vote on it, yet we have not seen anything on it yet. I believe their request was for November. So if somebody could please emphasize to Mr. O'Connell that that paperwork should probably come before us by the end of the month so that we could at least vote on that. And the second thing, if you could just ask Mr. O'Connell, because I know that we approved Little League utilizing the field, the spreadsheet that was provided to him, if he could just forward that, even if he can't come to the meeting, just forwarding that spreadsheet would be great.
Pass that along, Alderman Sampson.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Parks and Rec. Cultural Commission, we don't have one right now. Website reported tickets of the month.
I assume somebody's looking at that and taking care of those things, Mayor. Like the Hurricane Ida problem. And then,
yep.
Yeah.
Just a reminder to please include, you know, the status of those website tickets in your department head reports. Thank you.
All right. Athletic complex building committee.
Doc, I don't know if you want to say anything about those signs here.
Sure. I met with Alan Esposito. We're just waiting for his proposal back that can come to the back to the committee for review.
So one of progress. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, he came out beginning of the month. We're just waiting for his proposal now.
Very good.
Fieldhouse Baseball Field Committee. Infrastructure.
Just Mayor, on infrastructure, I just want to bring to the board's attention, we haven't been able to get a quorum of infrastructure for quite some time. I'm going to maybe put something together about the potential of either disbanding infrastructure and having the payment of bills by WPCA as part of that project maybe come to this board for approval. It's been really difficult to get infrastructure to meet, and we have just a couple open invoices. So we'll kick that maybe to a subcommittee to go to the full board maybe next month if that's something the board wishes to entertain.
Sounds good.
I don't think we could talk about it, but I don't think we can disband by the referendum wording, but okay. Something I could go look back at, but.
Okay, just wanted to put it on a radar. We can have that offline, Alderman DeGennaro, but it's definitely been an issue. So we either need to get them to get together or we need to figure out an alternative way. But thank you.
And Drew,
I brought it up before. Yeah.
Just my two cents. If it has to go to subcommittee, public relations is really good with that stuff.
So community relations, perfect.
All right, Jaffe Controls.
Charlie.
Senior Center.
Very thorough report. Update.
Thank you.
All right, number seven, administrative, no action. 7.2, refund of taxes, move to approve tax refund in amount of $11,270.76 dated October 12, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Don't move, Ron.
Second. Charlie.
All right, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Appointments, nothing. Committee reports, nothing. Nine, new business resolution. Finance director and treasurer authorized as signers on city accounts. Move to adopt the resolution entitled Finance Director and Treasurer Authorization as signers on city accounts dated October 14th, 2021. Can I have a motion, please?
So moved. Mayor, Sarah.
Go for it.
Sarah, second.
Rob, second.
Rob, second. Any discussion?
Just correction for spelling in the second paragraph. Signatories, I believe, is IES at the end after joint. And respective is got an extra letter in there. Same paragraph.
Okay. All right, on those corrections, any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. 9.2, MOU between the City of Derby and Johnson Controls, Inc. Move to adopt Memorandum of Understanding between the City of Derby and Johnson Controls dated September 21st, 2021. The purpose of investigating potential HVAC upgrades to improve the air quality and equipment performance at Derby High School and Bradley Elementary School. Can I have a motion, please?
Don't move, Ron.
Ron, second.
Charlie.
Charlie, any discussion?
Is this COVID money?
So is there a cost associated? I think Ron's asking.
Is there a COVID money with this for the air?
There's not a cost associated with the project for them to submit a proposal, and there's no obligation to accept the proposal. When they originally did the design work for the project, did design work for the high school as well as Bradley. So we're just asking them to dust that off, share with us what that was, see if there's any changes for that, and bring that back to the committee and this board for possible consideration. It's simply just to take a look at it with the recent issues with air quality at the high school with mold at the beginning. We could see that happen again if it's humid again. So there's nothing to prevent that from happening again. We spent quite a bit of money in the cleanup of that as a result of it. So it could rectify that problem, but at the same time, according to Dana and Aaron, this part of the project had the greatest return on the investment because the high school, as you know, is completely electric right now. So it allows them to get that proposal back to the board as part of the project. No obligation, by the board to move forward with it.
Any other questions for Doc?
Mayor Charlie Sheps, and Ron, just one thing. If we had to make an infrastructure upgrade, it wouldn't necessarily be out of the COVID funds, but it could probably fall under the ARPA funds. I would, based upon my knowledge, I would obviously let Corporation Council weigh in on that.
You are correct on that, Mr. Sampson.
All right, thank you.
All right, any other questions? All right, motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? So carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doc, for being here. 9.3, Derby Fire Department. Request to purchase 3 washers / extractors with CLRF funds. Move to approve the request of Derby Fire Department to purchase 3 washers extractors for Hotchkiss Hose, East End, and Pagasset Hook and Ladder in an amount of $25,775 with the CLRF funds, state COVID funding. Can I have a motion, please?
So moved, Rob.
Second?
Second, Ron.
Ron. Any discussion? I don't know if the chief is there.
Commissioner's on.
Commissioner's on. One big thing.
Barbara. Go ahead. You're going to talk? Who was talking?
Go ahead, Barb.
I don't know who that was. I obviously understand the need for the washing machines, but I have a question that I don't know who can answer. I don't know if the mayor can answer or Andrew, but what is the criteria for using this COVID funding? I don't think we've ever seen that at the board, and I don't even know how much money we actually, I know there was a talk of a number, the money we received, has any been spent? I mean, can it be used for this purpose?
Agata has kind of been taking a dive into the CLRF funds that we received from the state. I believe the total number we received was about 210,000. There has been some spent on eligible activities, including kind of the plexiglass windows and things we put in City Hall to try to protect the staff for early on and PPE and things like that. Some laptops for staff to be able to work remotely. The one thing we did find out very recently, and Agata found out on a webinar with the state, with OPM about 2 weeks ago, is that we have to spend the CRLF money by December 1st of this year. Bucks of this project was let's find some eligible things. This eligible based on the component of with the gear for the firemen needing to be regularly cleaned and sanitized, if you will. The fact that there are some precarious situations, medical calls, things like that, where they could potentially be exposed to COVID. And we'll get you that document, Barb, that lays out all the CLRF kind of eligible things, because this board is definitely going to have to do quite a few more projects between now and the end of the year if we're to spend the balance of that money. I'll also get Agata to provide a ledger of where that stands and how much is left.
Yeah, well, that would help, because I know we asked last year when we talked about what was being spent. It took a long time to get. We got just, I think, one report from David Taylor that had, how much was spent on it, like you said, the plexiglass, the, the sanitizer. But it's probably, just to echo what our auditor said, I mean, this is information that we should get every month. And I'm just concerned, is that I have no idea, what is eligible, what is not, what has been spent. We need to spend it. So I'd appreciate getting that information. Thank you.
Agreed. I work with, I'm sure it's presented a really kind of an easy way. I think, to your point, David was really jumped on top of that when we had necessary reporting to do. We haven't spent, I don't think, anything since then. So Agata's just trying to get a handle on what's left and how we can allocate it moving forward. But we'll get that to you in a really nice, concise format for your next meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
I just interject a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
So next week I have a reporting for the state for COVID funds. And I carry some funds through the adjustments to this fiscal year. There is no separate fund for COVID. So I have to do maneuver a little bit to carry to the next year. I learned new things also during the webinar. And I don't know if it's correct or not, but I'm going to check with the state, because the best way is to spend money wherever we spend already. And I think we should be looking more into the ARPA funds, which are untouched. And there's $130,000possible allocated, but I'm learning new items from police, which also using COVID money. Other people will pledge this kind of spending towards COVID funds. So I really, really need to be careful not to double spend and just use the money as much as we, clean cut. Because we hear different stories in West Haven, this and that. We don't want to get situation that we're spending money
because
it's year end. I'm trying to learn more about what's eligible, and I think to get spending clean and get reporting done soon as later will be the best way to do it. I still learn about certain things, and it's, as every week, I'm learning that we have a COVID money maybe spent already, you know? So I don't want to jump into the conclusion that we have 130,000, which I'm learning that way maybe we're going to have less. So that's the measurements I'm trying to have. But let me do the reporting for next week, which is deadline to next week, and we take from there maybe. Having blessing from the state will help. And we take from there. We still have 2 months to go, and I know there is some, like, police will be spending money as well.
Anita, it's Barbara again. Could the state give you an extension on using that money? Is that possible?
No. Everybody should. So we have a reporting to do in October for things we spent so far. But the deadline they doing was December 31st, I assume. So that's how I learned that we need to hurry up to close those projects kind of thing. Did I answer the question?
Maybe the state will extend it when they realize, you know, the municipalities are trying to get it their acts together on, you know, the funds and what qualifies and what they paid, what they didn't pay yet. So, I mean, maybe that'll happen.
We received already money. The problem is we already received money, which we will lose if we don't spend appropriately and all eligible expenditure has to happen. So we're not looking to get money. We already received money. We just need to make sure we have a good expense to report.
And then that's one of the items you'll get to us, the report.
So report, what I learned, the report has so many components, and I will try to allocate all components eligible, and wherever they take and it's eligible, I will apply for as expense. We may have some money left, but maybe I can move already spend money, which is eligible for this type of funding. I just learned new things. So I need to verify this is the right way to, file.
So we're not sure how much money we potentially have left in these funds right now.
It's still under, until it's approved. Yeah, I'm still working with final numbers what left, because I learned in August police had some kind of order to use COVID money for this kind of activities, and I didn't know until I learned and it did adjustment for their activities. So they still planning to continue with work. So I don't really know how much forward we're gonna spend money towards that.
Do you know what that was for?
Yeah, it was $75,000 for special operations, which was approved through executive session.
That was COVID money?
No, it was not. No, it was not. No, it was not. It was approved by this board for ARPA funds. ARPA funds, not COVID funds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we get these things straight.
Please make sure we get these things straight when we do our documentation. ARPA funds, the police department has had two items in ARPA funds. One, the body cameras, which are approved under the legislation. Number two, the overtime that this board voted on were both under ARPA funds, not COVID related monies.
Okay, that's good, because I wasn't sure how we're gonna. So ARPA is already, we're already spending ARPA money. Okay, makes sense. So that's the other thing. I put this to the wrong place. So speaking of COVID money, I have to, there's one item which may be eligible for a reimbursement. So I just need to check. So maybe after this month, I will give you kind of final number, what's left and what maybe plan is how to use COVID money.
Perfect.
So now my question is, do we have the money now? Well, do we have the money to vote on for the washing machines? Are we sure we have that? Or we're not sure?
Yes, we have an excess of certainly probably somewhere in the $160,000 range. It sounds like if that other police money was supposed to be taken out of ARPA. So we definitely have more than what's here. And again, being the time crunch, I can tell you that staff is also looking into outfitting the aldermanic chambers with technology that will allow us to have meetings on in person to accommodate, you know, remote and hybrid meetings. So that's kind of another item that we're looking into, among others, that we're trying to have proposals queued up for this board for November, December, so that we can thoughtfully spend the money under eligible things. So you'll see all that coming down the pike, but there's definitely enough money for these washers for sure.
That would be great, but there's federal COVID money and state COVID money, right?
Correct. The state is the one that has to be spent by December 31st. The ARPA money we have until the end of 2026. Oh. So, and I have been looking into kind of being able to manage that money with some help of NVCOG for multiple reasons. But that would be an easy way to make sure it's all done properly and above board and the federal funds are managed properly. So that will also
Andrew, be- I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you have criteria for both the COVID and the ARPA?
No, the ARPA is still, there's some things, they've shown things that are eligible. They've shown things that are potentially going to be eligible, but there really is not clear guidance still yet on ARPA.
Yeah.
We have 5 years on the ARPA. So I don't think there's really a rush on the ARPA. I think there is a little bit of a rush on the COVID state funds. So, you know, we'll be doing our best as staff you eligible things to try to make sure we eat that up and don't leave it on the table.
If I just may add, the washer, the extractor washers, there was an approval or a guidance from the state of Connecticut, I believe it was Office of Emergency Management, early on in COVID. And I want to say in the time frame of March or early April of 2020, specific to these extractor washers for fire service, recognizing the high risk for contamination of fire department members being up close and personal with potential COVID exposures. In fact, the city, we have one of these washers already in the storms. We paid for it out of the fire department budget, and I believe it was reimbursed with COVID funds, and that's the reason we're looking to outfit the other three firehouses at this time. We did the storms only last year, one because it was only the only money that was available at the time. This was before the COVID funds from the state were available, number one. And number two, obviously the storm engine company and storm engine ambulance have the highest risk of daily exposure, you know, with the ambulance and the rescue operations. So that's the reason we chose. We had a choice to buy one, and that was where we decided to put it. This is to balance out the other three firehouses who have equal exposure, at albeit a somewhat less frequency.
So one was bought last year, dear? That's news to us. Well, news to me anyway. I was assuming it was I knew that there was one around. I don't know.
We purchased one out of the fire department budget. We didn't, it wasn't the COVID money. So I'm not sure if that was ever reimbursed or not, but it is eligible for reimbursement.
Okay.
But we bought it under the premise that of the guidance from the state that these specific units would be eligible when the monies became available.
All right, any more discussion?
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, just real quick. Gary, Is this the same vendor we used for the old machines that we've had that have been in service for 15 some odd years?
No, this is a new style machine they call extractors. It's much more aggressive agitation. There's a minute, I could go on for an hour with it, but it's a much more aggressive agitation to extract the viral and bacterial components out of the gear. And the purchase is purchase
that's okay.
On, yeah, the purchase all the is, out of it. Is under Office of Administrative. I forget the same synonym, but the it's not a state bid.
Okay, so DAS. Okay, DAS, right. All right, so they are on a state bid list.
Correct.
Okay, that's all I need to know, sir.
All right, any other questions? All right, hearing none. All in favor?
You're learning, Charlie.
Aye.
I'm stealing your thunder, Barb.
Opposed?
Got a good teacher.
All in favor? All right. Approved. Thank you. 9.4. Troop 3 proposed Eagle Project fire alarm headquarters on Cottage Street. Move to approve. Move to authorize Troop 3 Boy Scout Scott Benjamin Smith to conduct his Eagle Scout service project at the fire alarm headquarters, 74 Cottage Street, Derby, Connecticut, with a cleanup of the exterior grounds. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
So,
Ron.
Second, Charlie.
Excellent. Any discussion? All right. Hearing none. All in favor?
Mr. Smith on the phone.
Well, Benjamin is on the line on the meeting. Yeah. If anybody has any questions.
Oh, okay. Benjamin's on there. Anybody want to have a question for Benjamin about the project?
Ben, how long do you think it'll take you?
Oh, I was just going to ask that.
The project shouldn't take more than 3 to 4 days. It's just simple landscaping around the area, like mowing around the area, mulching, putting rocks around, like small little rocks for like the area. There's thick vines in the back that we can get at least cut off and hope to kill it off. So shouldn't take 3 to 4, only 3 to 4 days, maybe 5.
Yeah, I saw all that stuff growing on the other side of the building. Is that our problem? Is that our property, Gary?
The property line is a little vague, Ron, but we were basically about 10 feet out from either side of the building is ours, give or take. There's a fence line on the right side that is with ours.
Then we're good, yeah.
Yeah, Ben had approached me with looking for a project, and I felt this would be a good one for him to look at for consideration because of the capital plan that the fire department just submitted includes interior improvements to this building. So this would be a good kickoff to start to get the building. If the building was owned by any private entity right now, we'd be on a blight list. We're trying to clean that up.
Very good. Thanks, Ben.
No problem.
Yes. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Congratulations.
Use your bug. Yeah, thank you. Use your bug spray on yourself.
All right. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Good luck, Ben. Thank you. 9.5, request the use of Derby Green. Discussion and possible action on a request of Kimberly Conway of 89 Minerva Street to use the Derby Green for a children's birthday party on Saturday, October 23rd, 2021, or in case of rain, it must be Sunday. Oh, no, Saturday, October 30th, 2021, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Sarah, second.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right. Discussion.
So my question is, A, obviously there's adults there. They're going to be having alcohol. Did we get proper insurance that is needed by the city? Is there any more documentation or is this just a request?
That's just a request that we received.
Is the person on? Are they on? Ms. Conway on?
There's some numbers I can't identify. I don't know.
Okay. Well, certainly could make it stipulation. I mean, those have been other stipulations. How many? I think it was in the email how many people. I thought, yeah. I remember right, 20 to 30.
Yeah, 20
people.
To 30.
So it's hot dogs and hamburgers, so I don't know where a grill is being set up. I'm assuming it's a grill.
And the ordinance is the ordinance prohibits alcohol unless it's expressly approved by this board.
So we certainly could stipulate.
I'm fine with that if the original motion wants to be amended to stipulate no alcohol.
I will absolutely add no alcohol into my motion.
All right. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, so carried. Mark, let her know. Request to close Caroline Street from 3rd Street to Main Street. Discussion possible action on the request of Dean Weir of 94 Caroline Street to close Caroline Street from 3rd Street to Main Street for a Halloween block party on Sunday, October 31st, 2021 from... I don't know. I have no time, unless there was a more current.
That was the draft agenda, Mayor. But I emailed, and I don't know if she's on the line. The only contact information I had was email, and I did. There were questions that had come up that probably need to be answered, but I have not yet heard back from her. So.
Okay.
But I don't, she might be on the line. So if she's on the line, she should unmute and speak if there's questions.
Is she on the line?
Again, there's some.
Ms. Ware? No. Ms. Ware, are you on the line?
Well, so I don't think so, and I have a number of questions regarding the police department.
So do I. Yep.
People. And that's from Caroline Street down to Main Street from 3rd down the hill. A little tough.
Well, I make a motion to table.
I'll second that.
Second.
All right. Any more discussion? Nope. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carry to table it. 9.7, resolution support and proposed Equality Act, House Resolution 5-119, 119th Congress, move to adopt resolution entitled Supporting and Proposed Equality Act, House Resolution 5-119, Congress, dated October 14th, 2021. Can I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
So I have a second.
Second, Ron.
Ron. Any discussion?
Yeah, I have a number of questions.
All right. I have John's online too. John, are you online?
Yes, I am, Mayor. Good to see you. Good evening, Alderman and Alderwomen.
So John will have any answers for any questions that the board has.
But to answer my questions.
Go ahead.
Now, first of all, the
can't hear you, Charlie.
Yeah.
It was just your volume, Charlie, a little bit.
Nothing.
First.
You're unplugged.
Not talking. Didn't look like his mouth was moving.
I am plugged in now. Can you?
Yes.
That's better. Yeah.
Much better?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So John.
Yeah. Good evening, Alderman.
So the Equality Act, is, as I understand it, maybe you could correct me, has not been passed by the Senate yet, correct?
Correct. So the best way to, the most concise summary I could probably give is that it would amend the Civil Rights Act, prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, in terms of housing, unemployment, public accommodation, public education, et cetera. You're right, it passed back in March, the House, on a bipartisan vote, 224 to 206, and it is pending before the Senate right now. So far, 16 other municipalities around the state have endorsed this same resolution. 15 others have endorsed it. So you guys would become the 16th municipality if you take this up and approve it this evening.
All right, so I have a couple other questions. It's the House resolution of the 119th Congress. The 119th Congress doesn't sit in the House till 2023. I don't understand. Are you looking for us to support legislation in the future?
For the record, the resolution which I initially drafted referred to the current Congress. So I do not know what happened in terms of transcribing. If that is a transcription error, we can obviously make that amendment if needed, and make it as a friendly amendment, obviously.
All right. So I've done some study of the Equality Act. I know there is proponents, but I also know there's a number of opponents with a great deal of the language that is proposed, as it says here, in the Equality Act. And I'll be honest with you, I have no problem with anybody's sexuality or their sex as listed in the 1964 legislation, but I do have an issue supporting legislation that isn't even legislation yet. It's just a proposed act. If this passes the Senate, which it currently is in committee, and then we come out with a resolution, I would support it 110%. But I think that we're a bit premature if this body is going to act on a proposed legislation saying that we support something that I don't know what the final language is going to be. And I might not agree with the final language. I don't agree with the final language as it was presented to the Senate. So
let me try to put your mind at ease a little bit there, Alderman. The best way I can explain this is look at the wide range of municipalities that have already endorsed this resolution, everywhere from New Britain to Roxbury, Seymour, Stonington, Hartford, New London, and several others. So you have a coalition all the way from suburban to rural, from traditionally conservative to traditionally progressive communities, where they've all rallied around this this piece of legislation, irregardless of general political affiliation. Mayors and first selectmen of all political parties have supported this across the state. So there is a coalition of the willing, shall we say, around this legislation.
And John, I get that. Now I'll finish up with my comments, but there are also over 200 House of Representative members that don't agree with the legislation because they voted nay. My thing is, and I get it, you're not a politician and you're trying to do the best thing. And I applaud you for it. And like I said, I would stand behind this 110%, but I need to have the language available to me in order to agree that that's what I personally mean. And what I believe this, and I'll be straight honest with you, my friend, what I believe this is this is a organization that is trying to push an agenda and put this in front of us as, hey, look at all these communities believe in this agenda. And I believe in the agenda 110%. I just don't believe in the language that the Equality Act currently has in it that's before the Senate. So I think that this is going to be utilized as a political tool and not as something that I can endorse with my beliefs moving forward.
I respect you.
I have to agree with Charlie. And I think that was, you're learning, Charlie, from hanging around me. I mean, I don't know how we could. And again, I appreciate your comments, John. And honestly, I don't care what the next town does or the town 50 miles away. I care about what Derby does. So, you know, when the legislation is passed and the resolution is going to come back, but you know, again, I don't know how you could support something that is not, it is premature. It's not in effect.
What my response there, Alderwoman, would be, then what would the point of then being supporting the resolution or legislation if it's already been signed by the President of the United States? There would then be no point to this resolution, if I'm being candid. So I would implore the board to, if you guys have my contact information, I'm more than willing to have a discussion with you, but I would encourage this board to take action and not delay until the signature of the President of the United States.
Okay, any other discussion for...
Is there a motion on the floor? Or did we make a motion yet? Because we can retract
There was a motion and a second.
We can retract that motion and second and table it. I think Charlie's right. Rather than it getting beat. I mean, you know, tonight, I don't want to see that.
And John, just one more point. I believe the state of Connecticut has a similar Equality Act that has already passed. If you want us to step behind that and we have the language, which is affirmed in law, I have no problem with it. I have no problem today saying that I would treat everybody the same way, regardless of sex, race, religion. But I'm just going to maybe bring something forward that is a concrete item.
Yes, Alderman.
What's your point of order, Mark?
Sorry, my phone is starting to die here. I had to get a plug.
Well, Sarah made the motion and you seconded it, Ron.
Yeah, so.
All right, sorry, I had to step out. My phone's dying.
If there's the proper thing to do is if you want to table it, a motion to table would take precedent. So if that's procedurally what you want to do, if you want to table it. If you want to vote, you just, when you're done with your debate, you vote.
Charlie?
I would motion that we table it this time for further information in regards to the actual Equality Act.
Second, Barbara.
Can we make the second motion without the first one being withdrawn first?
Yes. Pursuant to Robert's rules, this is what you call a privileged motion. So
gotcha.
Motion to table takes precedent. There's no discussion on the motion to table. If you vote yes, it's tabled. If you vote no, you continue the debate.
Okay.
All right. So all in favor of the table?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Was there one opposed?
Sarah,
okay. So it was five to one. All right, so let's approve the table. Sorry, I had to step out. I was Right. Now, all right, moving on to, so that resolution is tabled, 9.7. 10, old business. Number 11, executive session. Proposed regional senior center with Ansonia strategy and negotiation. Do you have a motion to go into executive session?
Our lawyer here?
Yeah, before we go, we go into executive session, is Attorney Petrilla here?
He's not here. There's no sense.
I'm on my phone, so I can't see who's on here. Mark, is the attorney on?
I don't see him on. I could make a call if you want to check that out. I had called and left a message earlier, but.
Well, I just would imagine if he we were able to have discussion, he would be on, and we would right. know. I know we were trying to just keep track of this, so.
From the last executive session that we had.
Well, if you talk to him, maybe he'll at least say in 2 weeks I'll be ready to proceed or something.
All right. So
you could go into executive session while we're trying to get contact him, and that's up to you. There's no action item on for tonight, so it would
right.
be to discuss whatever.
Well, why go in? Why try to get everybody out when it may not even be?
We'll give it a minute.
If Attorney Petrilla isn't coming, if anybody wants to go into that discussions, we could do that, but it's, I don't know what the pleasure will be of the board.
What's the pleasure of the board?
I think we're kind of at a standstill until we hear from him. I wasn't there last time, but he's got to report back to us as far as I knew.
Right. All right, so I'll see if we have a motion to go into executive session.
No, we didn't have one yet. We did not have one yet, Mayor.
That's what I'm saying. Do I have a motion to go into?
Oh, I thought you said we have one.
No. No. All right. Do we have a motion to go into executive session minus the attorney? All right, hearing none. We're still in regular session. Go down to 12 is nothing. 13.
Motion to adjourn, 8:35.
Were we waiting for Mark, though? Thought we were waiting for Mark to get back to us.
He did ask for 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll hang on.
Draw my motion in case the time changes.
I think it might make sense to go into executive session if that makes sense to you.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to make a do I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved, Sarah.
Second.
Second, Barbara.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. And now I'm just going to, if we have the attorney, we'll take the attorney in. If not, Mark and all the aldermen.
We probably don't even need Drew. I don't know.
No.
I'll move everybody. I'm going to pause the recording at 8:34.
I know. All right. So we're back into have a motion to go back in regular session.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. No action taken. 13. Ron, you got anything to say?
Mostly to adjourn at 8:40 p.m. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. You all have a good night.
Good night.
Go Yankees.
Thank you. Second by Rob Hyder.
Good night. Take care. Have a good night. Bye.